Okay, this Gufan Chalukas, as you see, is really Mayim Shein Lohem Soif. It doesn't really have an end. But we can't leave it so loose. So we'll try to get some Havana. And next week also we're going to be finishing the Perek, B'li Neder, and it's going to be dealing with Gufan Chalukas with Shabbos. So we really won't get the finality on Guf and Chalukas completely until next week, but now at least we'll go into Baal Chai. So last week we were schwitzing on this very much to try to understand what's going on in our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Shaila was about the five, if you shech five korbanos bachutz of Kachim, which is a chi of Karas, independently on each one. So if you did it b'shoigeg, he wanted to know if you chayev one chatas or five chatois. So basically, simply put, he wanted to know if there's a din of guf and chalukas. The halacha that we had till now, that if you live with, the classic example is arayas. If you have relation with five different arayas, even if they are the same iser, you chayev a separate chatas for each one, even though it was b'halamachas. So similarly, do we say the same thing by behemoth? That seems to be on a basic level where Rabbi Akiva Shaila is. Do we apply that rule or do we not? So when Rabbi Akiva asked the Shaila, he was given from Rabbi Yeshua a Kal V'Chomer. His Kal V'Chomer was that we see there's a din me'ila, that you chayev. If you have me'ila from five different behemoths, from five different tamchuyim, meaning if you had hanor from kochim, from five different dishes, they were prepared differently, even from the same behemoth. You chayev five different korbanos, and memela, that should be a raya. And then the Gemara readjusts, the Mishnah readjusts, Rav Shimon readjusts the Shaila as far as not being from Shchutei Chutz to Me'ila, because that would be incomparable, because this is Achila, and this is it. So he made it more similar. If you had Noiser from five behemoths. And to that, they made the analogy, Rabbi Shu made the analogy to Me'ila. And either way, Rabbi Kiva's response was that there's a difference. In Malocha Nekabo Vimdin Yesh Tshuva. And Rabbi Kiva's, basically, the way he sees it, there's a discrepancy between these two, because Me'ila has certain chumras that Kochim doesn't have. And the chumras that Mila have is, that he lists here, is Oichel Kemachil, Mahana Kenene, and Siruf. Those three chumras basically are, that if you, just like if you have Anor from Kachim, you eat, you're chayiv. If you give somebody else to eat, you're chayiv. Or similarly, if you're Mahana, you give somebody else to have Anor, not through Achila. You're chayiv, just as though they, Just as though they themselves would be chayiv if they were nene, you facilitator. Facilitator also is chayiv. And that there's a tziruf by achila, if somebody eats something today and eats another thing tomorrow, by chaylev, he's potter. Has to be the kazayas, has to be terkede achila's pras. And by me'ila, there's no limitation. You could have it over 10 years. And as long as altogether, cumulatively, you had a pano of a pruta, you'd be chayav. Okay. So, the whole Mishnah was very difficult. Every point of logic here is difficult to follow. Kimat. Rabbi Kiva starts with his shay. So the only explanation that we found very clear in Rabbi Kiva's shayla was the Tosfos way of learning, the Tosfos Yishonim. So if you look at the Tosfos Yishonim right here below, Ho'oichel, Minoisa mehezevachim. So it's just a one-liner. Lo domi lebo al hei noshav behelamachas, the chayev al kolachas v'achas l'divrei hakoel. So the Tosfos Yishonim says, what is the logic for Rabbi Kiva's shayla? What's Rabbi Kiva clearing? Avadli, you're only chayev, you should be chayev for each one separately. Tehanu yesh bohu beiz azhores. Shehu muzor aleho v'hi olov. Okay, So that is the only straight, glatta logic that we have why there should be a difference. Otherwise, there should be no difference. What's the difference? It's five different gufim. Why shouldn't you be chayef each one separately? So Tosfos now gives us clarity. This is the reason. And that clarity actually makes a lot of other things clear. Because as we went at the mamish, the way we ended shir last week, everybody agrees. There is no chaylik. If somebody has five kazesim of chaylik from five animals, not that he took it off when it was mechayim, like the Tosfos Rid's example. He goes to the store and he gets five packages of chaylik that came from five different animals. And he ate it, b'halamachas, we don't find that there should be an issue. He's definitely not chayef for five chatoyes. There's no issue. So that would make a lot of sense based on Tosfos' distinction. Because the chaylev is not also on you. Gufan chalukas is only a two-way street. If the dover is also on you, you're also on it. Then there's a din of gufan chalukas. That's, Tosfos makes it simple. And it's even, it holds true in logic. It holds true in logic because, logically speaking, it makes sense that in order for us to identify something as being separate, it has to objectively be separate. It can only be objectively considered separately, intrinsically, if it has its own set of rules. So if it has its own rules, so that makes it have a gufan chalukas. Fine. So as gishmak, as Tosfos would be, to learn our sugya, nothing else works now. Because then Rabbi Akiva now has a good shaila. Rabbi Yeshua has a great response. Rabbi Yeshua comes and he says, I have a proof to you that doesn't play a role. You don't need that the object should be have an isser on you. It's enough that you're also an object. V'araya, heitam chuyin. Heitam chuyin yechayit. So you see that gufan chalukas is just a way of making it a separate act by the fact that it's separate, that this kazayas is separate from this kazayas. So if that's the case, kol shekin in your example. And again, Rabbi Shua's kal v'chomer is very glatt, right? So then what's going on here? So Rabbi Akiva then tells Rabbi Shua that... That's not true. That's not true. You're bringing a raya from Me'ila. Me'ila has a chumra. Who's chumra kula? What does chumra kula have to do here? Who's talking about chumra kula? We were talking about a definition. We were talking about what does gufan chalukas mean? Does gufan chalukas just mean separate gufim? And each separate entity is enough to be machalik? Or does that entity have to have dinim on you in order to create a chiluk? So Rabbi Yeshua brought a gevaldig raya. That's not the case. And the way we explain Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that gufa chalukas is just a way to trigger a new pu'ula mitzad the adam. Okay, I'm doing it again. I'm forgetting again. I'm doing the avera again. Right? It's not one long continuous act. So then he has a very good kal v'chomer. So what's Rabbi Akiva? What does Chumra Kula play a role? Chumra Kula should play no role. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam, this is how the Rambam learns. The Rambam learns that there is a din of Gufan Chalukas by Behema, but only with Rabbi Akiva's Percha. Meaning, he says, by Shoichet HaYizvachim, but listen to this. The Rambam holds if somebody lives with five animals, he'll be chayef each one separately. There is gufan chalukas by behemah. Even though the behemah doesn't have an isser on him, there is. He's chayef for each. No, I'm saying he's chayef achatas. If it's shegig, I'm talking about he's chayef each one separately by baal chomish behemahs. The Rambam still holds that if somebody shechts five behemoths of kachim, he's potter. He only brings one chatas. Only brings one chatas. There's no chiluk chatoes. Which, and the Rambam explains himself. And yet, by Heitam Chuyin, he holds Yechayev. So the Rambam even explains himself. He says, what's going on? How can I make this distinction? So the Rambam says, I'll explain to you why. He says, because Mi'ilah has a Chumrah. Mi'ilah is, and he basically lists Rav Akiva with, he adds one extra point. He says, Shlichus works by Mi'ilah. Meaning, if I tell a Shlich to do something, okay, that lies in the din of the Mishnah, Mahane Kenene. He says, if the Shlich does what I told him to do, normally we say, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. And over here we say, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. So the Rambam actually uses this chiluk as a reason why we don't say chiluk gufum by shchut echutz, where you shech the animal bachutz. We do use it by tamchuyim, by meila. And the Rambam says Rebbe Akiva's chiluk. So, and again, Rebbe Akiva's chiluk doesn't seem to make sense why that should make a distinction in gufum chalukis. If anything, as we explained last week, Noiser has a bigger chumra than Me'ilah has, because Noiser is chorus. And that's not my kash. Already Kadmonim missed this kash. Rav Akiva is saying, I have a chumra by Me'ilah, that Yechayiv Mahana Kenene. Noiser has a bigger chumra. Noiser has a chiv chorus. And Me'ilah doesn't have chorus.
So,
you chayef for each one separately.
So wait a second, that also doesn't work with
a kavuchamer from the Yilu. That doesn't work with a kavuchamer. Absolutely. That's why it's shir on the Rambam. So that kash, if you look at the gillion of Rabbi Kivhege on the Rambam, in Ilchus Gogos, it's that same Rambam that we discussed last week, where the Rambam writes that, the Rambam we had in Shkogos. Yeah, I'll read you the Rambam. It's not such a long piece here. Hashoichet heizvochim bachutz. Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Hashechet Heiz Vachem Bachutz. If somebody shechts five animals of Kotchim outside, in a Chayiv al Achat HaSachas. It says you only Chayiv one. And then, when it comes to Me'ilah, he makes the chilik. Okay, so we have like this. We have in Perek Vav Halacha Beis, he makes this chiluk between Shchut Eichutz and Me'ilah. And let me just get you the Baal Chumash Behemis Rambam. And that one he says, Yechayev al kol achas v'achas. Perakei halacha dalet. Also in Shkogos. Perakei halacha dalet. The Baal Chomesh Behemis Belamachas Chayiv Al Kol Achas Vachas. So the Rambam over there, so basically we have is that the Rambam makes a distinction between Mi'ila and Shchutei Chutz, and that's why he says, like Rabbi Kiva, that if you shech the five Behemis outside, you only chayiv one Chatas. And then in Perakei, Halacha Beis, he says if somebody's born Hey Behemis, he's chayiv on each one separately. Okay, now, so that also is a problem. That's another steer. Another problem we had was that Rabbi Yeshua is inconsistent. Because Rabbi Yeshua himself holds that there's a distinction between different dishes and different animals. The Horaya by non-Kodshim, let's go out of Kodshim for a moment, if somebody had five pieces of Chalev, as we spoke about, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua agrees. Even if it comes from five animals, you only chayiv one chatas. He agrees. And yet, if you had from one animal in five dishes, you chayiv each one separately. Because that identifies it as something separate. So Rabbi Yeshua himself holds that way. So what's Rabbi Yeshua's kavul chomer here? Rabbi Yeshua comes and he tells Rabbi Kiva, I have a kavul chomer. You're wondering what will be the halacha by Shchutei Chutz. I have a kavul chomer. Because tamchui and amachalik, right? If they have separate dishes, the way it's prepared. So kol shekein, if it's separate animals. What do you mean? Why does Rabbi Kiva turn right back to Rabbi Yeshua and say, Rabbi Yeshua, don't you agree with me that if you had chelet from five animals that you put it? And surely Rabbi Yeshua would agree. So if Rabbi Yeshua would agree, so what's his kavul chomer? So it must be that we have to put on a kodshim concept here. There's kodshim flying on top. Meaning, if it's kodshim, then there's potential for there to be gufan chalukas, which is, Daniel, what you were trying to say. And if it's not kodshim, then we don't say gufan chalukas. If that's the case, Vaita Rebbe Kiva has no... What's Rebbe Kiva? The Rebbe Kiva is coming from the wrong place. Meaning, then we have to readjust Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Kiva now has a shaila as follows. For sure, by a behemah, we don't say guf and chalukas. And that I know from the fact that if you have chela from 1,000 animals, you only chayiv one chatas. So I know that. No, that's what I'm trying to say. That's the problem. That means, let's go to ground rules. Ground rules are that according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you have chelev from 1,000 animals, behelamachas, 1,000 kazesim, you chayiv one chatas. Right? Yet, if you have 1,000 kazesim from one animal, prepared differently, you chayiv for each one separately, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Right? So clearly, according to Rabbi Yeshua, tamchuyin are more of a mechalek than gufim. Okay? So, if that's the case, Rabbi Yeshua has nothing to stand on. What's Rabbi Yeshua's kavul chomer? Rabbi Yeshua comes in, he says, I have a kavul chomer. His kavul chomer is mufrach. Now, halachically, we can justify it. Halachically, we could say, okay, listen, kodshim have a certain power, and therefore, by kodshim, even though normally we don't say guf and chalukim by animals, but by kotshim we do. I don't have a problem with that either, because the Tosfos Rit says something like that in the middle of his piece. Tosfos Rit says that he sees a difference between, this is the lashon of Tosfos Rit. He says, loy amru guf and chalukim elo, this is his case, bebali chayim, they have to be alive. So therefore, he says, if you eat chelev from 1,000 animals, it won't make a difference because they're dead. Okay? But he holds that's not because it's an animal issue. Let's say there would be a din arayis with a dead person. He holds there wouldn't be guf and chalukas either. Somebody would have beer. Right? Like Hurdas did with Bas Chashmenoi. somebody would have beer with somebody who's not alive. So according to the Tosfos Rid, 1,000 beers, if they would be usher, he also wouldn't be chayiv more than one. Because dead. According to him, a goof has to be alive. Seems to be. He says, and this is the chaznish that we have now in the Maamar Makom, as he quotes this Tosfos Rid. He says, like hey nidos, or hey almonos, or the chain, haroveya hey behemoth. Kavaldik, five animals. He says, avol b'shutim lo yamrin guf and chaluk. B'shutim not. Then he says, v'loy motzosi chiluk b'shutim elo b'noisar mechamish ezvochem. You know why? The who plukta b'perikar molay, the ar tanoim, who hold that if you had noisar from five dead animals, shechted animals, you'd be chayit. He says, "Hainu dafke bezvochim, the chashivi, umemele chashivi leke gufun mechlokim. Avol oichel chelav mechamisha behemis moide deni chayv alachas." So the choice is weird. Lufiani is deity sets us back all the way, because now we have to make sense of what we have on the table. What do we have on the table? We have like this. Let's talk about Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you have 1,000 kezesim of chelav from 1,000 animals prepared the same way, one chatas. If you have 1,000 kezesim from one animal prepared differently from each other, 1,000 chatois. Which means, what's better? Tamchuyin or gufin? Dead gufin. I don't care what you call it. Dead gufin. What's the better? Tamchuyin is better. Tamchuyin is stronger. Because Tamchuyin makes you chayef each one separately, and Gufan does not. Okay. So I'm okay now. I got that in place. Now I move to Kotchim. Kamza Toysis really says, well, Kotchim has a window of opportunity. Because it's Choshev, because Kotchim is Choshev, so it gets a Tchias HaMesim. So even though it's dead, we look at it like it's alive. It's Choshev. It's like it's alive. Okay. Fine. So now let's analyze Rebbe Akiva. So now Rebbe Akiva has a shayla, if you shecht kotshim, if you chayiv five chatois, potentially because kotshim is better. Right? So the key here is kotshim. Now Rebbe Yeshua comes and Rebbe Yeshua says, listen, I have a kal v'chomer that you'll be chayiv from tamchuyin mechalkin. Tamchuyin mechalkin has nothing to do with kotshim. Tamchuyin is better than gufin. We have now a shaila whether kotshim is gufin or not. What's Rabbi Yeshua's kavachim? What's the kavachim here? What's the kavachim? Tamchuyin we know is better than gufin. So we know tamchuyin is better than gufin. So tamchuyin is equivalent to five nidus. Rebbe Akiva now had a shaila about whether we say kotshim that are dead have a maila kiilu they're alive. Okay? Yes. Because, he says, because they're normally something that's dead, says the Tosfos Rid, is not choshev. But kotshim, even though it's dead, it's choshev, and therefore potentially it could raise to the level of gufim. Comes Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, "I have a kal v'chomer, tamchuyin. Tamchuyin has nothing to do with kotshim, and had nothing to do with alive or not alive. Tamchuyin is a separate din chiluk, which works more than behemah. Not only more than behemah, it works even more than alive behemah technically." Because Rabbi Akiva holds if you shecht five behemoths, you're potter, which is the Mishnah Melech's kasha. L'chayyah, that's a live animal. So according to Tosfos Rid, you should be chayyah five for each animal because they're alive. According to the Tosfos Rid's distinction, whether it's alive or not alive, right? So l'chayyah, by shchut echutz, the din shchit is on a live animal. So it should count, unless you go by after it's shechted already. But by shchut echutz yichayev after one simen, it's the animal still alive. Yichayev. So it, again, the ein anidim do melaraya. There's the problem. According to Tosfos, we don't understand what Rabbi Akiva's pirch is. Right? According to Tosfos, who learns that Rabbi Akiva's shaila was whether something which doesn't have an isser on you, there's a din of guf and chalukas. We understand very well what Rabbi Yeshua's raya was, right, from Tamchuyin. We don't understand what Rabbi Akiva's kasha on Rabbi Yeshua is. What's his question? It's more chomer. What does that have to do with anything? That's that. According to the Tosfos Rizz, we don't understand what Rabbi Yeshua's raya is. Where's Rabbi Yeshua coming from? What's the kal v'chomer? Rabbi Akiva has a shaila whether by kochim there's a din that even though it's dead, it's treated like Gufan Chalukas. Comes of Yeshua and he says, I have a Kal V'Chomer from Tamchuyin. But Tamchuyin is better than Gufan Chalukas. Normally. So what's of Yeshua's Kal V'Chomer? What's of Yeshua's whole Kal V'Chomer to begin with? Rabbi Akiva has a Shiloh of Kodshim. Doesn't have a Shiloh of whether Tamchuy versus Guf. He has a Shiloh whether Kodshim has a Mailah. What's the kosher came from Tamchuyin? By the way, Tamchuyin has nothing to do with Cheshivas. Tamchuyin is just different. Tamchuyin doesn't give any one of the portions more Cheshivas than the other one. It's just different. That's why I wanted you to look up the Ritva in Tainus. We have it here in the Ma'amar Kermis, like it was last week, where the Ritva actually applies Tamchuyin Chalukim to Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to have two Tavshilim. So the Ritva brings over there in Tainus, if you look at the, you have it printed out over here, he brings down, Uleinin, Ukamoy shall you serve him ktsas for boysai, Koshu bishte tamchuyin, Afilu humi min echot, Kemoisha, Kagonsha echot sleeve, Echot mevushu, Hare elu shne tafshil. For Koshu him betamchuy echot, Ukteira echot, Afilu kama min in biyachar, Ein elu tafshil echot, Vachain das, Moiri, B'shem Rabbi Nero. Unbelievable. The Ritva applies the din of Tamchuyin Chalukim to halacha that you're not allowed to have two tafshil in the Suda before Tisha B'Av. So in other words, Tamchuyin Chalukim is not a question of Cheshivas. Tamchuyin just makes them different. Exactly. It's like Shemus. It makes it separate. What does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva Shaila? Bishleima, according to Tosfos, who says that Rabbi Akiva Shaila was, since there's no Isra of the Guf on you, maybe we don't say Guf on Chalukas. So we understand. Rabbi Yeshua is saying, I have a Raya not like that from Tamchuyin Mechalkin. Kol Shekain if it's a separate Guf. We understand at least on the surface. But according to the Tosfos Rid, that learns that really by dead things there's no din of Guf on Chalukas. And that's why if you have five from five behemoths, you potter. Right? So what is Tamchuyin? Tamchuyin somehow makes it a better mechalik. Right? It makes it completely separate, the fact that it's prepared differently. What does this have to do with Rabbi Akiva Shaila that maybe kotchim is choshev, and therefore dead is treated like it's alive? Doesn't seem, nothing seems to flow over here. So I just want to chazer this over again. According to Tosfos, we have two difficulties. Difficulty number one is we don't understand what Rabbi Akiva's reason of refuting the Rabbi Yeshua's raya. Rabbi Yeshua just brought a raya. Rabbi Akiva's shaila was whether we say gufa chaluka west where the thing doesn't have an iser on you. Rabbi Yeshua brought a meridik raya from Tamchuyin Mechalkin. Rabbi Akiva in turn tells Rabbi Yeshua, no, over there it's more chumra by Mila. Because you chayiv even if you don't do it, and you chayiv even if you do it over a long period of time, which by the way, Bechlal is a Pella. When Rabbi Akiva says by Mila, you chayiv even if you do it over a long period of time, if you remember, we discussed this in Mila, that has nothing to do with chumra. That's because Mila is gzela. By gzela, there's no din of toikah de achilas pras. You're stealing. So if I steal a half a pruta today, and I steal another half a pruta in a year from now, of course it adds up. It's not a ma'is achila. That's not a chumra of me'ila. That's just a different nature of the iser. So that's tamapella. What Rabbi Akiva even means with that? Rabbi Akiva says, by me'ila, if you ate a little bit today and you ate in a year from now, you're mitzaref. I would say it's not that you're mitzaref the ma'isa, it's that you don't need to be mitzaref the ma'isa. When I need a ma'isa achila, so I need to combine this eating and that eating and say, you ate a kazayas. And if it's too far apart, I can't make it into one ma'isa achila. By me'ila, it's not for the ma'isa achila. And that's why it's mitzaref. No matter how long you waited in between, you did a gzela today and a gzela in a year. So, what happened to the gzela? I mean, it's simple. But primarily, according to Tosfos, we don't understand what Rabbi Akiva's response to Rabbi Yeshua is. That's number one. We also don't understand how Rabbi Yeshua's lomdus is consistent with himself. Because he himself holds that we don't say gufan chalukos by separate behemoths, if you have chela from separate behemoths. And he does hold you say it by Tamchuli and Chalukas. So he himself is inconsistent. So it's really two issues. Issue number one, what's Rabbi Akiva's Pirchan Rabbi Yeshua? Issue number two is what's Rabbi Yeshua's Shita? Himself. What does he hold? He seems to bring a good raya from Tamchuli and Mechalkin that you don't need the animal to have an Isser on you in order for there to be Gufan Chalukas. However, his lomdus is inconsistent. So that's the two issues we have. On the Tosfos Arid, who seems to say that normally Gufan Chalukas need something which is alive, and only by Kachem is there a possibility that even something that is dead will have Gufan Chalukas. So then what's Rabbi Yeshua's what's Rabbi Akiva's Shaila? Rabbi Akiva's Shaila would seem to be whether we say the fact that it's Kachem gives it a mile like a living thing, but what's Rabbi Yeshua's response to that? We don't understand Rabbi Yeshua's response. Rabbi Yeshua says that Tamchuyin are mechalik. If Tamchuyin is mechalik, so kol shekain, that what? What's the kol shekain? What's the tonal bechitim v'hoidal b'seidim? There's no shachas l'chayr. So it's very challenging here to have a beer here. And then we have the Tosfos Arid, and then we have the Rambam, who puts all his weight on Rabbi Akiva, and basically says, Taka, if you shecht five animals, you're chayiv only one chatas. And the Rambam says, don't bring me a raya from the Ila, and he uses Rabbi Akiva's line of reasoning, why you have no raya from the Ila. That's that. And then, by five animals that you have relations with, the old Zitak Chayev. On the five animals. On all five, you Chayev. And, by eating from five animals, the old Zipotter. So eating from five animals, Potter. Relations with five animals, Chayev. Shechting five animals, Potter. Shechting Kachem five animals, Potter. Reason given because you can't make an analogy to Mila. But then the Rambam applies the rule of Gufan Chalukas by Behemis in other places. Now the Rambam here in Shkogas, he tries to give a svara of why he holds that there shouldn't be Gufan Chalukas by Shechting. And this is what he says. Right here in Perek Vav Halacha Beis, same Rambam. He says, see, a hardcover safer does have my list sometimes. Doesn't always listen to me. Okay. This is like who muzer alav vehi muzeres alav. It's like a two-step Okay, so here's the Rambam's lashon. He says the reason why you potter, he says dafke by meila yichayev, and then he says like this. When somebody shechts kachim separately, he's potter, because it's similar to somebody who would bow down to five different avodah zarah. Let's say there's five statues, and he'll bow down to statue number one, statue number two. He'll go through all five in one halama. He's only chayav one chatas. So this is the analogy that the Rambam gives as to why. So really what the Rambam does is he does two things. He says, number one, it's not similar to Mila. But he's not finished with that. Then he says, but Lamad of Adoyna, what is it similar to? It's similar to somebody who would bow down to five different avodah zarah. That Hayala Adas, we wouldn't entertain that he'd be high of a separate chatas for each separate avodah zarah. That's what the Rambam is saying. So the question is, what does the Rambam mean by this? First of all, maybe taka. Why does that give me more clarity? In what way does the avodah zarah, the Rambam seems to hold that the avodah zarah gives me more clarity. The fact that by avodah zarah, it's clear that you would be potter if you bow down to five different avodah zarahs. You'd be potter from five chatas. You only bring one chatas. So that same thing over here, if you shecht five behemoths of kachim, it's simple. Now you have to keep, if this, I know it's difficult, but you have to keep in the back of your mind that we did learn 3 weeks ago that by Oisei Ves Benoi, there is a concept of Guf and Chalukos. And there, the Gemara didn't seem to bring the issue up for debate. Nobody had a problem whether the animal is chayiv on you or you're chayiv on the animal. I thought that the way the Tosfos Reader is saying this is a whole problem. We can only say Guf and Chalukos where you're chayiv on the animal, you're chayiv on the object, and the object has a chayiv on you, like a nida. That's how the Tosfos Yeshanim learns the whole Shaila. Yet, it was indisputed in the Gemara that by Vaosev Ez Benoi, that there is a concept of Guf and Chalukos. Even over there, it's not mitzvah on you at all. It's an animal, and it's not mitzvah on you. So that you have to keep in the back of your mind. Obviously, there's a difference, because that's not talking about Chores and Chatas. That's talking about Malkus. So I don't mean to make a perfect link, but I'm... As far as what? Well, there's no question that it means something different. At the same time, the terminology of Guf and Chalukos seems to, whatever Guf and Chalukos means, it seems to hold true, as long as from your end, 100%, from your end, you chayiv for this pair, and you chayiv for this pair. Even after what we said. Right? You chayiv for this pair, chayiv for this pair. The same thing would hold true by shechting five behemoth kachim. I'm chayiv for this act, and I'm chayiv for this one separately. Each goof, I'm chayiv separately. In other words, the freedom of use of goof and chalukas.
That was one act. This is a different act.
No, but they were also saying that that's creating, because they're separate animals, we just qualified whether it's one or two. No, it's a separate chet. But the chet now is happening through this animal and through that animal, so there's logic, even though it's all coming upon by one shechita's aim. But now, l'mafreya, we credit the fact that there was this animal and that animal. We explained how we do that. We do that because it's the pair. That's how we explained how we do it. Why don't we just look at it like the issur now? It's the shechta mother. So we explained that we look at Oisev Ez Benoi as the issur in the pair. And therefore there's an Israel with that child and the mother, and this child and the mother. 100%. But it's all coming now when you do this one ma'aseh now. L'mafreya, we treat it like there was a double. Clearly, it's through one shechita that you're getting both of these averes. But through this one shechita, you're getting an aver because it's miyachas to this one, and it's miyachas to that one. And because it's being miyachas to two gufim, you're chayiv separately. So, what you're saying is this, it doesn't really... Right. Doesn't really.
You don't even need it for the case where you shechted the mother first and then it's five children second.
Right.
Then you clearly say, Haluka.
Then it's, that's not a shaila. But I'm saying in the other case, where we're going backwards, and we're saying since they're goof and chaluka is, everybody agrees to that case. There's no machlokes. If you shecht the mother and then you shecht one baby and another baby, everybody agrees you chayiv on each one. There's no machlokes. It's the other way around. We're still using the terminology goof and chaluka. You're talking about Zugois, I'm talking about Guf and Chalukas. We're still using the term Guf and Chalukas to differentiate that its separate acts took place. That's all I'm saying. So, all I'm saying is that by Yosef es Benoi, there was never a debate whether the concept of Guf and Chalukas could be used, even though it's animals. And even though the animal is not Mechuyev on you. Okay? So that's the separate issue. What David is raising is how we learned Lamaisa, why Yechayev to Malkus. Why don't we look at it like one avera? So I explained that it's two averas because each pair is an iser. But that still needs to come on to Guf and Chalukas to say how in one act you chayiv two malchus. But anyway, akoponim, the only issue I'm raising is that it happens to be that over there was never a debate as to whether we have an issue of counting it as a guf chalukah, not counting it as a guf chalukah. Zikha guf and chalukah. No shayla. Okay, so what I think clearly has to be said to clarify this is that there are different ways to make guf and chalukah. Right? So, there are indisputable ways to make over chalukas, and then there are different types of lamdas. We can't make one string of lamdas because it's not going to work. You can't say that there's one way to make ufan chalukas, and because that doesn't work. Then everything here is just like a puzzle. If you're going to try to make this into one gush echad, it's not going to work. Clearly, there are groups of how to make something into ufan chalukas, and within those groups, there are analogies that can be made. That's clear. Within the groups, there are analogies that could be made. You have to know why they're made, but it's not one v'hoya mishkan echad. There are different guf and chalukas categories of guf and chalukas, and then within those categories, there are possible analogies to be made from one to the other, whether they fit that chilik. That's clearly what's going on. Clearly, Tosfos is correct. Not that Tosfos needs anybody's haskama, but Tosfos is correct by saying that Nida has a mila, Arias has a mila, that the object has an isser on you, and that's a mechalak. Tosfos doesn't just mean that as a havamina. Tosfos means that as a maskana, and that is used freely in the Masechta as a reason to separate different acts, because not only am I not allowed to do to the object has an isser on me. That is a mechalak. That is a potential mechalak of a guf chalukas. Okay? But guf chalukas means a separate entity. That's what it means. Now, how is something zoiche to be called a separate entity? One of the formulas is hu muzer aleha, v'hi muzeres alav. That's a formula for it to be called a separate entity. But Guf and Chalukas is a separate entity. And just because you hold that is precisely Lumashal, clearly Rabbi Yeshua works with that methodology. Rabbi Yeshua says, you know what? There are several ways to make something into a separate entity. One is where the Isurim are the same, but each Isser is not only are you not allowed to do the Isser has an Isser on you. That would be his difference between five Nidus and five Chalev. Five Chatichas Chalev. Right? That doesn't mean that Rabbi Yeshua is saying the only way to make it into Guf and Chalukas is by making Tamchui and Chalukas, because that wouldn't make any sense. Then has he learned Hey Nidus? Why is Hey Nidus different than Hey? No, not Hey Tamchuyin. Hey Nidus is similar to Hey Tamchuyin. Why is Hey Nidus different than Hey Chatichas Chelev from Hey Behemis? Right? And the choices read doesn't hold that the only way to make something separate is by being alive. It's just a way. It's one of the ways to make something into a separate entity by being alive. And that's why he says Kotshim may be another way to make it into a separate entity, potentially. There's not one, even the different shittas here agree that there's not one formula to make into Guf and Chalukas. There's not one formula. There are several formulas. And each formula on its own potentially could create the end result of Guf and Chalukas, which is, it's enough of a separate entity that its separation makes me chayev a separate chatas. That's ultimately the goal. The goal is to say that there's enough of a separate entity here that creates different ways to be chayev several chatois. One is mitzad de gavra. I had a separate forgetting, so I created the separate chayev chatas. And the other way is that the entity created a separate chayev chatas because of the entity being different. This entity from this entity being different, they created a difference. Within that parasha, Tosfos draws a svara, a one sentence svara, which is that if the entity has an iser on you, that clearly separates entity A from entity B. Entity A has its iser on you, entity B has its iser on you, and that is clearly a separation. And that's what Tosfos means when he says why Rabbi Akiva was mistapik, because Rabbi Akiva knew, the way I learned Tosfos now, at least the way I'm explaining it, is Rabbi Akiva knew that there's such a thing called Hei Nidus, and that you chayev on each one separately. He knew that there's such a thing called Hei Chelev, and that you're not chayev separately. And now he had a shaila over here. And the reason why he had a shaila was because the way he interpreted the chilek between Hei Nidus and Hei Chalovim is that Hei Nidus has the maila that Himus Heres Alav, and Chalovim doesn't have that maila. And therefore, not therefore he had a conclusion. If Tosfos means that that's what Rabbi Akiva held, so why does Rabbi Akiva have a shaila? What's Rabbi Akiva's shaila? So Tosfos doesn't mean that that's a conclusionary thought of Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos is just telling us Rabbi Akiva's thought process. Rabbi Akiva's thought process is, there's a difference between, there has to be a difference between Nida and Chelev. What's the difference? So all Tosfos is saying is, Rabbi Akiva's mindset was, there's this difference. Now that we know that there's this difference, so now it opens the door, what about Zvachim? Maybe there's a new Svara. Not that Rabbi Akiva is saying, I don't know if this is a conclusionary Svara, but it's not the only Svara. This is the way I learned till now. Rabbi Akiva is saying, till now I had a Mahalach in the Masechta. Hey Chalovim is only one Chatas. And Hey Nidois is Hey Chatois. So the way I understood till now was, Hey Nidois, she is Chayiv on you as well as you on her, and that's why it's five. And Hey pieces of Chalov, only you're chayev on it, it's not chayev on you, that's why you're not. Now we came to a new, uncharted territory. Zvachim. Shoychet hei zvachim. How do we treat that? What is that? Heichen adai midina laidina. What is it? Now, he knew it wasn't neither. He knew that. He also knew it wasn't chayev. We'll see why he knew it wasn't chayev. He knew it wasn't exactly like chayev. So it's something different. So now he has a shaila. What this brand, Kotshim, what's the halacha? Could be.
How can you answer that without the halacha? There's no guarantee.
That's what we'll see. That's what I'm saying. We'll see. What's the chiluk? So, the Rambam, I believe, clearly is going with the lundus of Tosfos. And that's exactly what the Rambam means when he says, when you have hay behemoth, the fact that it's separate behemoths, what does that have to do with anything? The behemoths are just the objects that you're doing the isser with. You have an isser on you not to do a, just like you have an isser not to eat chalev. You have an isser not to not to go ahead and shecht kachim outside. So there's no, it's all isser gavra on you. So therefore, the Rambam says it's like bowing down to five of the zaras. What does the Rambam mean? Five of the zaras. There's no difference between this Avodah Zarah and this Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is just a hechatimtza to make it that you're considered worshipping. You're worshipping Avodah Zarah. The statue is irrelevant. You could take the statue away, you'll also be called Avodah Zarah. The statue is just a way for us to say that you're engaged in Avodah Zarah. You're doing Avodah Zarah. That's what the Rambam means. The Rambam means you are doing Avodah Zarah. The statue is not the Isser you're doing it with. In a sense, the Isra Avodah Zarah you're doing with yourself. It's you and you. It's not you and. It's you and you doing Isra. And the Avodah Zarah is just a hechatimtza that we could look at you and say, you are an idol worshipper. You're an idol worshipper. Memela, you could put up this picture and that picture. You could put that. You could take it. You could have a thought. You could be thinking of a statue. You also have the same Isra. So the statue, that's what the Rambam means. There's no way that the statue is going to, the new statue, the new and improved statue, that's going to give you a new chatas. You're just busy being over the Zohar. That's what you're doing. And now the Rambam views Shchutei Chutz the same way. Shchutei Chutz, the Rambam sees as a srach of Avodah Zarah, which is the way some Rishonim explain. That, you know, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, that this is merachik us from Avodah Zarah. Once you start shechting kachim, wherever you want, it's a smach of Avodah Zarah. So the fact, the Isser really is you being engaged and doing shchutei chutz activity. So you're not really doing the Isser with the animal. The animal is the hechatimtza of you being engaged in service. It's just like this foreign service Avodah Zarah, serving foreign entities. So there's foreign service. So the behemah is just facilitating that you're doing avoida outside of the Beis HaMikdash. If there wouldn't be a behemah, so you wouldn't be doing avoida outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, the Rambam is beautiful. That's the Rambam's analogy. And therefore, if the Isser doesn't associate to the Guf, so the Guf can't be a Mechalik. The Guf can only be a Mechalik in as much that the goof is the pivot. The goof is the pivot. Now I understand beautifully what Rabbi Yeshua was trying to do and what Rabbi Shmuel, what Rabbi Akiva was responding. Rabbi Yeshua was trying to say that it's not so much that the goof has to create the chaloy sisser, that the goof is creating the chaloy sisser. It's more the goof is just a way of making his chatshus in you. He says, V'haraya, tamchuyen chalukin by me'ila, yichayif, each one separately. That was what he was trying to say. Comes Rabbi Akiva says, you're making a mistake. It's not a question of me'ila being chomer. Me'ila, by definition, is the iser on the goof. Me'ila, by definition, is that being mercy, V'haraya, even if all you did was facilitate that goof should go out of Rishus Hekdesh, somebody else did it, you're going to be chayev. So there it's completely goof oriented. It's completely on the object. More so than Kalatar Akula. What's the reason why if I send you to eat chalev, you're chayev and I'm not? Because you ate the chalev, I didn't eat the chalev. Because there it's the Maisa Adam, which is the pivot. By Me'ila, it's the opposite. It's the Toitzah that's the pivot. The Iker is the Toitzah. And Hekdesh was eaten. For Araya works by Shlichus. And that's the reason why you could have a half today and a half in 10 years. Because we don't need the Maisa Achila. We need the Toitzah. So Rabbi Akiva wasn't saying Chumra Kula. He was going to the guts of Gufan. He was saying Me'ila is a Guf-oriented Isser. And therefore your analogy to Me'ilah is not possible. We could analyze Kachim. We could talk about Kachim. What is Kachim? Well, do we look at it the way I told you, the way the Rambam looks at it? And that's, I believe, the Shlemus of the Rambam. The Rambam brings Rebbe Kiva's Svara, and he brings Lamaza Doim Al Avodah Zarah, because that makes the whole picture complete. He's explaining what we're missing. We're missing is it's not, this is not on the goof over here. This is on you. So the goof of Chalukas doesn't make a difference. When we say he was Harris Alav, that's just a way of identifying that the Isser is on the goof. The Isser is on the goof. And that's in the name of the goof is also on you. You can't say it's me being engaged in something. No, the goof is not allowed to have relations with me. That makes it further intrinsic in the goof. Oh, when you come to that's, I believe, the shock of attire between Rabbi Shu and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shu is trying to show us that by kachim we don't treat it like avodah zara. We treat each entity as something which is intrinsic in the chayfets of kachim. And Rabbi Kiva is making a distinction between Me'ila and Stam Kachim. The Isser Me'ila and other Isurim that we have by Kachim. The other Isurim that we have by Kachim, like Shrutei Chutz, Im Ladin Yesh Tshuva. He says, I have a Tshuva. Why the analogy doesn't hold. So now the Rambam is very Gishmak also. Hey, need this is Gufan Chalukas. Hey, Chalovim is not Gufan Chalukas. This is not on the Chalav, this is on you. Not the Itchelev, it doesn't make a difference. Where the Isser is on you, not the Itchelev. And that's why the Chelev is just the Echetim, so that you're reading Chelev. No, but by a Behemah, the Rambam holds, since there's an Isser to have such a relationship with the Behemah, so there, the relationship is the Isser. So you can't dislodge it from the Behemah. It's like any Erva. It happens to be that the Erev of Behema, because the Behema is Potter and HaMitzvahs. Let me give you an example. A woman has a din of Kaka Olam. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a woman doesn't have to give up her life, Arayis. She's Kaka Olam. That's why Esther Malka didn't have to give up her life. A man has to give up his life. A woman could be Kaka Olam, unless she does a Maisa. She could be Kaka Olam. What would be if somebody is Ma'anis a woman, B'shoigig? That's not such a hard thing to have. Meaning, he's ma'anis a woman, but he doesn't know she's an elva. Right? He's ma'anis a woman. Would hayal al adas, would somebody say, well, over there, if he's ma'anis five women, he'll be potter from haychatois, because he ain't a muzheras alav. Terence says, what do you mean he ain't a muzheras? Of course she's be'etzem, that we don't need the actual muzheras to create the chiluk. It's just a way of defining that it's a din on the goof. The animal, be'etzem, could be also on having relations with you as well, just like an erva. It happens to be the animal as a ptur, not a ptur oinus, a ptur behemah. The animal as a ptur, but it's the same nature of the isser. The relationship is the isser. This animal can't have relationship with the person can't have relationship with the animal. Granted, the animal's potam and mitzvahs, because it's an animal. Like a shaita, somebody would live with five noshim shaitas. Yeah? What would you say? That's even a better example, because a shaita is part of an amitzvah. Right? So you have five noshim, eshesish, or five nidis, and they're all shaitim. They're totally insane, they're part of mikolat erkula. Would anybody say you're part of from five chatoyas? Of course not. What do you mean? He ain't a muzeres alav. That's it. Here, Muzheras Olav is just a way of describing that the Isser is Neveya from the object. That's what's coming. That's the Nakud. Tosis Rid, I believe, is coming and saying that all this is true. And that's why it has to be intrinsic on the goof, and that's why he says there's never a Havamina, except by Kotshim, that the animal should create a Chiluk. By Kachim, because there's a din on the goof of the behemah, we can analyze whether it's considered objective and therefore it has the mile of goof and chalukas or doesn't have the mile of goof and chalukas. That's our debate. That's what he's saying. That's the Tosfos read. But the Tosfos read is saying something else. He's saying, but if mitzad you did a completely new act. And this answers the Chazon Ish. Because if you remember from day one, we explained that in Guf and Chalukos there are two ways to make it separate. One is simply the two things are separate enough from each other, right? They're separate enough from each other that their separation makes it something new. And the other way we explained is, it's so much a new act that you had a new opportunity to remember. So it's almost like considered a new halama. The fact that there's a renewal in the act, a complete renewal, so you had a chance now to remember again. So we view it like, again you forgot. If you remember, we brought down this svara, Shonim Kadmonius. So I want to explain to you one thing, and this we're going to see by Shabbos, the next sugya that we're going to do next week, that you have that sometimes where the days in between the Shabbos are considered a yediyah. So the Rishonim explained, you should have found out. What does that mean? It's another opportunity. So there you don't need to be intrinsic. So here's the beauty of this, why it's so gevaldic. The Tosfos Rib says like this. He says, if somebody plucks, if somebody goes to the supermarket, he picks off the shelf, 5 kazesim of chalev, and he eats it, 1 chatas. Right? But if there's 5 animals here, and he pulls from 5 living animals, then it'll be chai from each one separately. Listen. Comes a Chazon Ish. He says, I don't know what the Tosfos Rib's talking about. He says, I understand Eiver Menachai, because there the Isser somehow connects to the fact that it's alive. Right? The Chalev has nothing to do with the fact that it's alive. The guy pulled Chalev off living animals. Right? He pulled Chalev off living animals. Right? That's nothing to do with the fact that they're alive. There's no Isser Chalev Menachai. It's the same Isser. Chalev Menachai is Chalev Menames. And then the animal dies. Why should you be high of 5 chatois? That's the Chazon Ish. He says it's a pliya. He says it's mamish tamua on the Tosfos Rib. Loma mikre gufa chalukos harei b'shor dekoavri sura hu evorim v'chatiches mishum denechtech u'mechayos. What's the difference? That's his kasha. But the way we're learning, what the Tosfos Rib is saying is that if you go ahead and you pull off from separate animals there, the maisa is a machalik. It's so much of a new pu'ula that he holds that potentially is creating a new halama. By gufan chalukas, you don't need it to be called a new halama. Their separation from each other is strong enough that even though you're not engaged in a new halama, it doesn't make a difference. The acts separate from each other. But then there's another kind of chilek. And that is this case. Clearly, Tamchuyin Chalukin Alibin Rabbi Yeshua is going with that lumdus. There's no chilek in the Isser between if it's prepared this way or it's prepared that way. But that's enough to create a renewal in how we look at it like you should have remembered. They're not different. I mean, the fact that this is cooked this way and this is cooked that way. It's another opportunity for you to have another halama. Okay, Abayi said we're going to continue next week. Amitz Hashem, it's still a hemshich to the sugi, but we're going to finish the perek next week, and I will give you some. Obviously, that alone will be some work just to read through. It's a lot of familiar concepts that we had already, and I'm going to give you some of the basic ma'amakoymis. I'm going to look up the Mishnah in Shabbos in the beginning of Klal Gadol. That's Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis. To go from here till the end of the parak, the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amid Beis, and also obviously the Rashi over there, Rashi and Tosfos Harosh on the Mishnah, and there's a Ritva on. Let me just bring it up here. There's a Ritva here on Daf Ayin Amid Aleph, where he goes on the Gemara Chiluk Melachos Minolan. Okay, Daf Ayin Amid Aleph. Thank you.